Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today on this feast day of the Holy Rosary, we're going to look at the second spiritual work of mercy, which is to instruct the ignorant. One of the antiphons in the Liturgy of the Hours from the Common of Doctors, the Common of the Doctors of the Church, says this. It says, "Those who are learned will be as radiant as the sky in all its beauty. Those who instruct the people in goodness will shine like the stars for all eternity." It's taken from the Old Testament book of Daniel, Daniel 12, verse 3. The RSV translation reads, "Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." The three munera, or offices, or duties, which Christ gave to the apostles are to teach, to sanctify, and to govern. So teaching is an essential part of the mission that our Lord entrusted to his church. We read at the end of the Gospel of Matthew his words to the apostles. What did Jesus say? He said, "Go forth and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you." It's Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. The primary teachers of the faith are the bishops in union with the Pope, the priests and the deacons and lay catechists in the diocese, basically assist the bishop in his mission to teach the faithful. So remember that priests or schismatic groups which are not in full communion with the church do not have a mandate from Christ to teach, sanctify, and govern. They have not been sent by Christ to instruct and guide his faithful. That's why we need to avoid them. They'll lead you astray if you don't avoid them. In fact, in the New Testament letter, St. James, the apostle, says this. He says, "Let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, for you know that we who teach shall be judged with greater strictness." James 3, verse 1. So from an ecclesiastical, from a church point of view, we have to distinguish between those who have been sent by Christ to teach and those who are self-appointed teachers, i.e. they do not have a mission from Christ. That doesn't mean that all priests and deacons who have faculties to minister are therefore faithful teachers. No, that's the next thing you have to discern, right? Are they faithful to the church's teachings or not? It's another issue for discernment. However, if a priest or a cleric doesn't pass the first test, meaning that they don't have a lawful mission from Christ through his church to teach, if they don't pass that first test, they're not trustworthy. They will lead you astray. It's not a question of if, it's a question of just when and how. All this doesn't mean that the average lay person can't perform this work of mercy, of instructing the ignorant. No, you have to actually perform this work of mercy. But as a preparation for this work of mercy, the first ignorant person you have to instruct is the one that you see in the mirror each morning, essentially. It's me. It's the call to the sanctification of the mind and of the intellect, as the church calls it. St. Paul says in Romans 12, 2, he says, "Do not be conformed to this world," meaning the thinking of this world, "but be transformed." He says, how? He says, "Be transformed by the renewal of your mind," says the apostle, "so you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and accepting and perfect." As believers, we are called to have the mind of Christ, as the apostle says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. So how do I renew my thinking? How do I have the mind of Christ? Well, prayer is essential, but so is formation, too. We have to form our thinking so that our thoughts will line up with God's thoughts. One of the best ways we can do this is reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church, very simply. Reading that every day. If you read 8 paragraphs of the Catechism each day, you'll have read the whole thing by the end of the year. I think even Father Mike Schmitz is going to start a Catechism podcast at the beginning of next year. The Catechism, what does it do? It instructs you in the basic truths about theology, about morality, about prayer, about spirituality. Very important. Again, from the Liturgy of the Hours, from the Common of the Doctors of the Church, we read this verse in morning prayer, taken from the Old Testament Book of Wisdom. The Book of Wisdom says this. It says, "Simply I learned about wisdom, and ungrudgingly do I share. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, to whom the gifts they have from discipline commend them." Wisdom 7, verses 13 and 14. So through the discipline of study and reading, I will gain the gift of wisdom and the gift of instruction. So again, if I read the Catechism each day, if I read Scripture each day, if I read or listen to good material on the faith each day, God will at the same time instruct me so that I'll be able to help others as well. One thing to avoid in our search to gain instruction is to avoid unhealthy websites like LifeSite News or YouTube personalities like Taylor Marshall. There you'll receive more distortion than instruction. Not everything that they say is wrong, of course. We certainly hope that they mean well in what they're doing, but overall they do more harm than good, actually. Again, we don't want to choose spiritual guides that'll lead us astray. Regarding instructing the ignorant as lay people, this means that you have to teach the faith to your children. Parents are the first and most important educators of their children. We have to teach them how to know and love God. Again, we first have to know how to do that before we can hand that on to the children, right? If you don't know how to do that, what do? Pray to God, ask for help. Ask for help. Whatever you struggle with, whatever you don't know how to do, rule number one, ask the Lord for help with that. The word tradition comes from the Latin word traditio. Traditio means to hand down or to pass on something. So I've got to pass on, I've got to hand down what is true to those who are ignorant, to God's little ones, essentially in this case, meaning to his children. But keep in mind, instructing the ignorant doesn't mean I have to have a degree in theology to share the truths of the faith with other people. Instructing the ignorant can also simply mean teaching people how to pray. Right? For example, if you teach someone how to pray the rosary, what are you doing? You're instructing the ignorant. You're doing a work of mercy. Also sharing with others just the basic truths about the meaning of life. Why are we here on earth? We're here to know, to love, to serve God, so that we can be happy with him forever in eternity, right? The Baltimore Catechism says that. Also just people telling people any truth about God, about what's right or wrong, about what's sin or what's virtue, talking to them about heaven and hell, sharing any truth that pertains to the spiritual life. All of that is instructing the ignorant. All of it is a work of mercy. And if someone asks you a question about your faith and you don't have the answer, don't try to make something up. Not a wise thing to do. Tell them you're not sure, but that you'll get back to them. And then go and look for the answer. Actually, nowadays it's very easy. Usually you can just do a search, do Catholic answers, and then write in whatever the question is, and oftentimes you'll find a good answer. Or you can look in the index of the Catechism and see what it indicates there. The more you hear, the more you read, the more you'll know, and the more you'll be able to instruct those who don't know. And of course, we have to instruct people in the truth, irrespective of human respect, irrespective of the lies that are out there as well. Instructing the ignorant won't always gain you popularity, but it'll help gain souls for eternity. Personally, I prefer to be popular in eternity than to be unpopular down here for 2 decades or however many decades we're down here. I'd rather be popular in heaven than popular down here. Sometimes we have to be unpopular by sharing the truth with people. At the same time, we have to know that if someone's not open to the truth, a lot of times It's better not to beat your head against the wall or wring your hands or twist yourself into knots trying to convince them. As we've noted in other reflections, right, our Lord says in Matthew 7:6, he says, "Don't give to dogs what is holy. Don't cast your pearls before swine." St. Augustine interprets that meaning, don't share the truth with those who aren't open to hear it. Don't waste your time or your energy. We need to pray for them, but we don't have to convince or instruct those types of people. It's the Holy Spirit who has to actually convince them. Sometimes he's got to roll up his sleeves and give them a, I don't want to say a good beating, but sometimes they do need that before they're open to the truth. And if we're faithful about sharing the truth with others, we should ask that the Holy Spirit help and guide us. Ask the Holy Spirit to give us the wisdom and the courage to know how to speak, to know when to speak, even to know if we should speak the truth to others. And since today's the Feast of the Holy Rosary, we'll end with a story about Our Lady, who's the best instructor of the ignorant out there. There was a missionary priest from Belgium named Father Pierre-Jean de Smet. He was of the Society of Jesus. He worked with the American Indians in the Pacific Northwest up into Canada as well. This was the 19th century. Father Smet was preaching the gospel to the Indians in Oregon, and there was an orphan boy named Paul. He was a good boy. He was pious, but he really had a thick head. He struggled to learn his prayers. He struggled to learn the catechism. Couldn't get much in that head. On Christmas Eve of 1841, Paul went to the hut of his instructor, who was named John. He went there to work on his prayers and on his catechism, but he noticed John wasn't there, so Paul waited for him for quite a long time, waited until it was dark, essentially. At a certain point, the hut filled with light, and in the next moment, there was a beautiful lady there who was even brighter than the light around her. And in a very fraction of time, she taught Paul his prayers, and then she disappeared. Paul, after that, he ran to the house of Father Schmidt, and full of joy, he began reciting his prayers to the priest. When the priest questioned him, Paul told him about the beautiful lady that had appeared in the brilliant light, how she was dressed in a white robe. She had a veil on her head, he said. Under her feet, there was a serpent with an apple in its mouth. Paul told Father Schmidt, he said, on seeing this beautiful lady, I was first filled with great fear, but in a few moments the fear went away. Then I felt my heart as it were burning in my breast, and my mind became so clear that I could understand all things at once. I don't know how it was, said Paul, but in a moment I knew all my prayers and my catechism. And a little while afterwards, someone gave him a miraculous medal, and as soon as he saw it, he said, that's the lady that I saw in the tent that evening, the lady in the bright light who taught me. There are a number of stories like with Our Lady like that as well, too. When Our Lady comes and gives perfect instruction to her children, to those who are ignorant. And in that spirit, let's also ask her instruction, really, let's also ask to take her instruction to heart, which is, she wants us to pray the rosary every day. So that those who are ignorant or those who are enemies of the truth may have their minds and their hearts open to embrace the truth. She needs our help with that. Our greatest help outside of the Mass is the rosary. Remember, the truth is personal. The truth is a person. The truth is none other than Jesus Christ, her Son. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.